From 3WL, home of sports, food, and fun, it's More Outdoors with Don Dubuque. To talk about hunting, fishing, and all the things we love about the great outdoors, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Now, here's your host for More Outdoors, Don Dubuque.
And welcome back in. Glad to have you with us on this Saturday morning. Weather not looking too bad. Of course, if you heard the fishing reports, the wind is going to be the big problem for the next couple of days. And then we also might have a little bit of light rain coming in. So if you headed out, dress appropriately. Make sure you bring some type of a rain suit and something definitely to break that wind if you're going to be in the boat. If you're into other sports, maybe the shooting sports, got something special for you. You know, once a month we do this feature called Talking Guns. Joining me in the studio, Michael Meyer, also Devin Burgess, joining us to talk about guns with you. If you've got a question about firearms, the firearms industry, concealed carry, training, permits, these couple guys can answer most questions for you. The phone lines are open at 504-260-6368. If you can't make a phone call and you prefer to shoot me an email with a question, I'll be glad to pass it along to them. You can do that at dontheoutdoorsguy.com on the website. Devin and Michael, good to have you guys with us. Michael, I understand you've been working out in the cold and the rain. What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, I've been supervising outside. We've been lifting some equipment on the roof and stuff like that. And, boy, it's been cold and rainy, and I've been wet and sick. And I'm really hoping for that 80-degree weather to come soon.
Oh, man, this is not the time of the year to be doing that kind of stuff. Michael, before we get into the interviews, you know, we played some excellent interviews. You were up at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas and came back away with some really good information. We've got some more of those that we didn't have time to get to play. But before we get to that, I caught bits and pieces of some news clips saying that there's an attempt. I don't know who's behind it, if it's the Barack Obama administration or who, that they're using the ATF in order to ban some type of ammunition. What is that whole thing about?
Well, I had Devin do some research on that, so I'm going to pass it off to him, and maybe he can describe that a little bit better for us.
Okay,
good. What's
going
on, Don? How you doing?
Hey, Devin, good to hear from you, man. They're always trying to take something away from us. What is it this time?
Yeah, they are. They're always trying to get something. This, what they're trying to potentially ban, the Obama administration, is what most people refer to as green tip. It's an ammunition for, it's common in all the M4 style AR-15s and any other 223-556 general purpose rifle. So it's the ammunition, it's the bullet itself. The military refers to it as M855, it's that round. Most civilians just call it green tip. But anyway, what it is, it's a steel core projectile that can be used in the pistol forms of the AR. And that's what the Obama administration is trying to rationalize, that there shouldn't be something out there that can be used in a handgun that's armor piercing. However, the BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, specifically classifies this round not as an armor-piercing round. So either the ATF's going to have to swap that out, or, I mean, I guess they don't have to. Obama can do whatever he wants, it seems to be. But, yeah, that's most people aren't really sure what's going to happen. I'm not 100% sure what's going to happen. I think the way the government's talking, it's been on a lot of news shows. Yesterday it was on Fox News. It's been on the TV a lot. And most people aren't really sure what they're talking about. It's the projectile itself that that the government's trying to say can be used to penetrate armor. And they don't want us to have it.
Several questions this whole thing brings up. One, this argument is not new. I've heard this come up before about some of these bullets are armor-piercing. And I've actually heard some of the cops say, you know, you can consider a lot of them as being armor-piercing.
That's
because
true, yeah.
The speed that they move, it's going to shatter and throw shrapnel up and around the protective jacket anyway. So it's no big deal to them. The other issue is, does he really have the authority to rewrite gun laws through the ATF without congressional and ultimately public input on it? That's another thing. And the other question I have for you, do you guys sell these rounds in your store? Is it something that you would normally sell?
It's not something that we carry normally, no. We have a small amount of them. It's not something that we normally carry just because a lot of people use their ARs or their sporting rifles to shoot steel outdoors, and it's kind of hard on the steel. If you go to an indoor range, they definitely won't let you use them there. But some people like, you know, building anything out of steel and you know, shooting it for fun and kind of tearing it up and having fun. But if you go to a range and shoot steel targets at a range, most ranges won't let you use those rounds because it is not that it's going to burn through everything and destroy everything, but it's really rough on all the ranges and their backstops or their steel targets or, you know, the little gophers you shoot at or whatever. It kind of beats them up more than anything else. You have to keep in mind, most people call this an armor-piercing round just kind of because that's what the public calls it. But the term armor-piercing, what it actually means, which most people kind of overlook, is it's a projectile. So the actual bullet, the projectile itself, or projectile core, which may be used in a handgun, and which is constructed entirely from a combination of tungsten alloys, steel, iron, brass, bronze, beryllium, copper, or depleted uranium. That sounds like a lot of stuff that not many people know what it is. So if you use lead in a combination with those things, that term armor piercing no longer applies. And that's what these rounds have in them. It confuses a lot of people, and I don't want to get too into it, but what those rounds actually are is lead with a steel tip on the top. So it's really not an armor-piercing round. The government can call it whatever they want. Most people believe it. But until the definition gets rewritten, it really doesn't fall into that category.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you would think that the president in the White House and administration, with what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on with Russia and all the other things, that something that this minute, this detailed, would not be something that they'd get into.
I think
this may be some kind of a test.
It's the way to
see
the foot
just
in the door.
What they can get away with through mm-hmm. ATF using them as an arm. And when you've got the attorney general in your pocket to come back on you, it's amazing what he can get away with.
It's a mess, yeah.
And my main concern is how the ATF all of a sudden became a law-writing agency where they can just write laws that we have to follow and bypass a lot of our American process to do that.
Well, I'm sure organizations like NRA, Second Amendment Foundation, are going to be monitored closely, and they'll be, you know, arguing the point, and, you know, it's just something else that, you know, you got to waste your time on dealing with this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
crazy.
I think they kind of picked – they realized they can't get rid of the guns. I think that would be a huge feat for them to try to accomplish. So if you take away – if you get your foot in the door with something that, you know, they can say nobody needs this ammunition, which is the most popular ammunition for the most popular rifle, you know, in America. But nobody needs this ammunition. So once they get their foot in the door with that, they can slowly start taking more and more away, and you won't have to ban guns. You'll have no ammunition to shoot in them. I think that's, you know, that's just my opinion of what the plan could be, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, look, great giving the information on us and kind of getting things straight on the details on that, Devin. We appreciate it. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, I'll let you guys introduce our special guests that are going to be on these recordings, interviews that were made from the SHOT Show. Interesting stuff coming to us from Sig Sauer and also from Kel-Tec. We'll be right back with Talking Guns on 3WL 1350 Radio.
I said it. Everybody's vision.
We just as well to fish some.
Where can I get my perks today?
Todd's Frozen Yogurt with a new location at 3200 Severn and Metairie. Featuring caramel corn, gourmet coffee, frozen cappuccinos, sugar-free yogurts, and more. Today, get a $10 certificate for only $5.
At getmyperks.com/New Orleans.
The Ruger SP-101 Revolver and 357 Magnum now comes with a 4-inch barrel. This small-frame stainless steel double-action revolver features a cushioned rubber grip with walnut inserts, a fully adjustable rear sight, a fiber-optic square post front sight, and a full-shroud 4-inch barrel, making it the perfect kit gun to take with you hiking, hunting, or on the trail. The Ruger SP-101 Revolver, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
For maximum sparkle.
But it's not a hard thing to do.
Not at all.
The reason that so many diamonds sparkle less than they should is because diamonds are sold by weight.
Carat weight.
And a poorly cut diamond will always weigh more than a brightly cut one.
See the problem?
An ounce of 1-carat diamonds is worth more than $800,000.
So if you were the diamond cutter, just how much would you want to cut away?
That's right. $800,000 an ounce.
No one can choose a diamond from a computer screen, not even me. And I've been buying diamonds professionally for 39 years.
We could buy the dull diamonds and save money, but we won't do that.
If you own a diamond from Ramsey's, always remember,
we bought that diamond because we knew it was exceptional.
And we've been choosing diamonds one at a time for 39 years.
Noticeably better diamonds and obviously better prices are yours at Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers on Veterans at I-10 in Metairie.
It's the all-new Pontchartrain Home Show, presented by Max Home and Tough Shed. This Friday through Sunday at the Pontchartrain Center. Renovations or finishing touches, the Pontchartrain Home Show will have the experts for all your new projects. Imagine products that will bring your new ideas to life. Appliances, cabinets, countertops, flooring, tile, and more await you at the all-new Pontchartrain Home Show. Plus, hundreds of companies to help you renew your entire home. Companies like Max Home with the newest in windows, baths, patio covers, and sunrooms. And Tough Shed, new quality sheds from pre-built to custom-made, plus all new features. Stroll through beautiful new gardens by Stepping on Stones and Farrell's Landscaping. Sample and taste great food at the New Orleans School of Cooking at the all-new culinary stage. Learn the how-tos of great gumbo, jambalaya, and more from their expert chefs, and savor the new wine tasting area by Casa de Sioux Winery. Enjoy free wine tastings of Louisiana fine wines. It's the all-new Pontchartrain Home Show this Friday through Sunday at the Pontchartrain Center.
Hello, Louisiana and Mississippi. This is Bobby Hebert. Did you know Humana has more than 7,500 doctors and 88 hospitals across Louisiana and Mississippi? Based on August 2014 Medicare enrollment, they take care of over 177,000 Medicare members in these two states. Folks can choose from Medicare Advantage, dental, and vision plans. So if you're not with Humana, it's time to find out more about which Humana plan may be right for you. Call a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-451-7382, TTY-711, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Endorsement paid for by Humana.
I love my house. You know why? Because we have nerd level Wi-Fi, all right? We have the kind of Wi-Fi that would let you like game online while you actually download the movie version of the game you are currently playing right at that moment. The kind of Wi-Fi that a programmer would write binary poems about 0010011. When you have nerd level Wi-Fi, there is so much you can do online all at once. It's like it's overwhelming. It's like, look, no wonder people go and start companies in their garages and learn in-depth facts about bonobos and medieval hat structures. I mean, those nerds have this kind of level Wi-Fi, and those nerds know if you're not getting the fastest Wi-Fi, you are not getting the most out of your internet. It's like, don't even ask. It's ridiculous. Just stop.
Trust the nerds. Get access to the fastest in-home Wi-Fi from Cox with high-speed internet as low as $19.99 a month for 12 months and ask how to get a $200 prepaid card. Includes residential internet preferred package when newly purchased with Advanced TV or higher by 3/31/15. Total rate varies with Advanced TV package. Rate increases by $20 a month for year two. Two-year agreement required. Install equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer available with select three product bundles. Other restrictions apply.
Visit RaiderPride.com to find out about the latest events, register for access to the Rummel Alumni Association, Inc. directory, and to keep up with and contact your former classmates, it's RaiderPride.com. For all the information you need about the Rummel Alumni Association events and meetings, go to RaiderPride.com.
Hey, Todd Masson here. There's one thing I've learned in my two decades covering the Louisiana outdoors. It's that boat dealers come and boat dealers go. But one has stood the test of time. Tim's Marine and Violet is the most respected dealer in South Louisiana and one of the finest in the country. They've earned that reputation from offering great boats at genuinely fair prices. Plus, Stacy Spencer and the rest of the crew are fantastic people to deal with. They've got all the best lines that work great in our waters. T3, Custom Flat, Triton, Pathfinder, Pioneer, Glacier Bay, Carolina Cat, and Livingston. Go check them out this week at 5657 St. Bernard Highway in Violet.
You've been wanting to go, so book your fishing, sightseeing, and photo trip of a lifetime on the Alaskan Cajun Invasion. 7 nights, 5 guided trips. One's a flyout on Seaplane on the Kenai Peninsula. Includes round-trip airfare and rental car, lodging, breakfast, and fisherman's lunch, all gear, tackle, waders, and vacuum packing of your halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, snapper, and other species, all for only $35.95. Travel with and join your fellow Cajuns at the lodge during the Cajun Invasion Weeks, July 22nd to August 1st, or August 1st to August 8th, or inquire about other weeks available at GoneFishingLodge.com. That's GoneFishing with no G on Fishing Lodge. Or call toll-free, 877-462-5752. Check on my website, GoneFishingLodge.com, the Cajun Invasion. Spots are limited, so make your reservations now.
The girls don't like it when we go fishing all day.
You're in the middle of More Outdoors with Don DeBuse on 3WL, 1350 AM, home of sports, food, and fun. To talk hunting and fishing with Don, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Once again, your host, Don DeBuke.
And use those numbers if you want to talk guns, because that's exactly what we're doing. We're talking guns with Devin Burgess and also Michael Meyer from the Jefferson Gun Outlet. Michael, you were at the SHOT Show recently, and you were conducting a lot of interviews, and I'll let you take over and introduce the next one you got coming up from Sig Sauer and also Kel-Tec.
Yeah, we talked to Adam Johnson, who's a product designer over at Sig Sauer, and he talked to us a little bit about his new Sig Sauer rifles available in 2015. And here's that interview.
Week. All right, we're here at SHOT Show 2015 here at the Sig Sauer booth. And we're going to check in with Adam Johnson. He's going to let us know about some new rifles they have on board and debuting here at the SHOT Show 2015. So, hello, Adam. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. All right. So, what do you have new for us?
So, here we have the Sig Sauer MCX. It's a multi-caliber rifle platform. Comes in 5.56, 300 blackout, 7.62x39. User-changeable barrel, so you can go from, you know, your 9-inch to your 16-inch. That's what we're selling commercially. Change out your calibers. So, change out your bolt head, change out your off-rod, everything you need to do to do it as an end user, so you don't need to have an armor to do it.
So it's available as a standard 16-inch that you can buy over the counter and a ATF-regulated short-barrel rifle?
Yes, and also a 9-inch pistol brace variation.
Awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
So three different configurations.
All right, so it looks really cool, I got to say that, first of all, sitting on the shelf that they have it mounted to. Looks like something from the future, but tell us a little bit about it. Is it an AR platform? Is
that obviously, it's inspired heavily by the AR platform. It is its own, you know, its own platform. Has an auto-regulating gas system with a short-stroke piston. So it does all the work for you. You don't have to change from P1 to P2 when you're running blackout, subsonic, and supersonic, suppressed or unsuppressed. User-changeable barrel, you just pop off your handguard, which is just a matter of your pivot pin coming up. And you can push that up and off. And you have access to your barrel screws there. So T27 Torx wrench, you can take it off at home, sitting on your couch, change out your barrel. While you're watching TV, you don't have to have even a workbench to do it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome. Modularity is what this gun's all about. So,
well,
you can go anywhere from a 6 3/4 inch blackout, you know, on the mill side of the house, all the way up to 16.
And what kind of optics can we put on that?
We have red dots. We have fixed four powers. We have variable scopes that we just released here at SHOT Show. Our optics team brought the whole lineup.
So when you buy it in the box, what kind of sights does it come with?
Out of the box, it's going to have the iron sights on it, the flip-ups, non-locking. And then we'll have our optics to offer as well.
All right. And when can we see this in the stores?
In the stores, this is going to be this month. This is shipping to our customer right now, 500 guns. So if that goes well, then we'll just be full-blown production, shipping out to distributors and dealers.
Awesome. That sounds very encouraging.
Oh, yeah.
And tell us about the muzzle brake on there.
Yeah, the muzzle brake, this is our 3-prong 30 cal flash hider. We make this in-house. And as you see, the barrel's tapered at the end. That's used for our silencer devices and our muzzle devices. The taper locks on to the device a lot easier than just threading onto a 90-degree shoulder. instead of just stopping, it actually pinches itself on there, and it really it locks on pretty solid.
And you said that cleaning and breakdown is very easy on this boat?
Yeah, very easy. I mean, it's very reminiscent of the Air, obviously. I mean, that's what inspired it.
Yeah.
So, you know, your boat carrier group disassembles just like an AR, although they are proprietary boat and carrier. But you still have the firing pin, the cotter pin, and the cam pin.
So I'm guessing because it's its own SIG platform, it doesn't have parts interchangeable with the AR-15, right?
It does in the lower receiver. So you can use your favorite triggers, your Geisleys, or your match triggers. The only thing that's different in the low really is the oversized mag release button. So you can use your favorite grips at home, your favorite triggers, everything there.
Wow. And tell us about the rear stock.
Yeah, the rear stock is our side folding stock. Just pull it up right here, no buttons, and it locks in the folded position. To deploy it, you just grab it and you pull it out. You can shoot it with the stock folded more than just one round. So it really is, it's truly a folding platform.
Yeah. Now, of course, I'm here with you looking at the gun,
yep.
And it looks really sweet, but where can our listeners find some information on this and actually take a look at the product?
Yeah, all the information we have is on SIGEvolution.com. That's our new website that we just launched. It's our microsite. That's where the new products are going to be launched, and that's where everybody can get their information, specs, and all the details.
Is it available in different colors than black?
We do have some FDE here on the show floor. Those will be available very shortly.
Any OD?
Not yet.
Okay.
If demand requires it, then we'll do it.
Any pink?
No.
No, no way.
We got the Mighty Girl for that.
All right. Anything else in the rifle market that's new?
Yeah, we have the 716 G2, which is behind us on the wall over there, as well as our G2 Hunters. We're definitely trying to get into the hunting lineup, demilitarized handguards and all that, and getting into some camo patterns. So
right.
Just constantly expanding into new markets.
And what calibers?
That'll be 308.
308,
yep.
Okay. All right, so 308 for defense and hunting.
You got
two
it.
Different models.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
And for hunting, what kind of rail system is on?
For the rail system, we have a full monolithic top rail. And then for the DMR variation, not the hunter, it's a key mod on the 3, 6, and 9 o'clock. And then for the hunters, we don't have any attachment points other than your bipod on the bottom. It's got a slick top on it, so very demilitarized, very smooth surface.
Yeah, and it looks really good, too.
Yeah, it's pretty clean.
That's one thing about the SIG line. They really pay attention to detail with the
looks of
the gun.
Yeah, we have some great engineers. Aesthetics is something that they really focus on, not just function, but they want it to look good as well.
Definitely. And that's a camo pattern, so
you got
I'm guessing camo, black.
Yeah, so the hunters will all be camo. Right now, we're showing it in the Kryptek Highlander. These are hydro-dipped, and then for the 716 G2 DMR, that is FDE, all anodized FDE.
Yeah. And then what are we talking with price on stuff like this, retail prices?
For the MCX back there, we're anywhere between $1,800 and $2,100 for a different kit. And then for the DMRs, they're very close to our current DMR. We're not really trying to increase the price on that. We're just trying to upgrade the system.
Okay. So affordable still.
Oh, absolutely. Sig. Yeah, no question.
Great. And what about availability on these here?
These will all be available probably for the regular DMR, the FDE one. That's probably going to be about quarter two. And then the hunters, we just got to finalize a few things. And then probably quarter two as well, maybe early quarter three.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the SIG 716 Gen 2 DMR, if you want to look that up. And what's the website again for that?
Obviously, we have SIGSauer.com, and then we have SIGEvolution.com, which is our microsite for the newer products.
Awesome. All right. Well, we appreciate you going over all these new products with us, and we hope to see you back here next year.
Absolutely. I'll be here.
All right, Adam. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Very good. Can we see those products at your store now, Mike?
No, not yet. We haven't seen any yet. Usually, the SHOT Show debuted stuff comes out sometime early summer, and sometimes not at all during this year. Sometimes we won't see it until the next year after. But a lot of the companies that we talked to said that their main concern was getting this stuff out as soon as possible, because in the past they've debuted stuff that we never saw, you know, for years later, and that's very disappointing, especially when you have all that demand building. But SIG did say that stuff would be out summer of this year. So hopefully we'll see it. And it's some really cool stuff. I just wish I had video for that, because a lot of this stuff was really, really cool looking.
Yeah, you know, it's encouraging that a company the caliber of a SIG Sauer, you know, is getting into a new market, whereas you're seeing a lot of products, you know, becoming cheapened and, you know, the quality's not there. And to have a company like that, that caliber to come into this is really encouraging. It's good news.
Yeah, and it was great to talk to these guys. I mean, these are the guys that are in the facilities actually designing the product. So we got to talk to these people that, you know, that are hands-on building the guns that we really want. So that was a really cool part of doing these interviews.
Very good. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll get Devin to talk about concealed carry. In fact, the gun product of the month is the Kel-Tec PF9. It's a 9mm concealed carry pistol, and it's one of the more popular items for concealed carry, which is very, very popular. If you happen to have any questions about the training, the requirements for concealed carry, call us, 260-6368. We're talking guns. Devin Burgess, Michael Meyer, and I'm Don Dubuque. You're listening to it on 3WL 1350 Radio. Just to ease my mind.
You know, some folks... Business owners, what if you could have something your competitors don't have? SmartReach Digital is giving you the opportunity to win $20,000 in tailored online marketing services from an award-winning digital marketing agency, SmartReach Digital. Take your business to the next level with a big business budget from SmartReach Digital. Visit SmartReachContest.com for details and to enter. SmartReachContest.com. Contest ends March 31st.
When it's my home, my family, my safety, I want my neighbor looking out for me. Hi, I'm Jim Henderson. The Security Center is right here in New Orleans, and they monitor my burglar alarm system, even though they didn't install it. The Security Center is like having your neighbor looking out for you.
No matter who installed your alarm, it can be monitored by the Security Center. To find out more, call 522-SAFE. That's 522-SAFE.
Nobody responds faster than the Security Center.
Whitney Bank is a proud sponsor of the All-State Sugar Bowl Crescent City Classic, Saturday, April 4th. Register today at ccc10k.com. Whitney Bank, the official financial partner of the All-State Sugar Bowl Crescent City Classic. See you April 4th.
The Ruger SR9 packs all of the features required by today's most demanding shooters. The SR9 is one of the slimmest, most comfortable, and controllable 9mm pistols available today. It features an adjustable three-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible backstrap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, built-in Picatinny rail, and 17+1 capacity. The Ruger SR9, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
Hey folks, Bobby Hebert of Cajun Cannon here. I just got off the phone with Jude the Dude, and he is so fired up. They are pushing out all the 2014s. My boys in the Bayou need more room for the 2015s coming in, so let me tell you, they're priced to sell on the 2014. Like the Lincoln MKZ, 0% for 72 months. Low APR on all the 2014s and huge rebates? You can trust Jude and the crew at LaFouche Ford. Go see them in Lockport on Highway 1 or call 985-532-5545.
Christian Garrick here for Premier Fitness. I've been working out in the gym for about 3 weeks, and you know what I love about Premier Fitness, honestly, is the variety. They've got so many options in terms of weights or any kind of cardio equipment, so you don't get bored, right? That's a big part of it, mixing up the routine so you stay with it. Well, at Premier Fitness, man, they've got everything there, all kinds of different machines to help you get through your workout. Join now, and you get the month of March free.
That's the way I like it.
Nothing's better than boiled seafood, spiced just right.
Yeah.
And Louisiana Fish Fry Products makes it easy to boil right every time.
Can't get enough.
Grab a bag. There's nothing to mix. Just pour and boil.
Aw, now you're cooking.
Crawfish, crab, or shrimp. With Louisiana Fish Fry Products, you got boiling down easy.
That's the way I like it.
If you're a gumbo lover like me, then plan to be in downtown Ponchatoula Saturday, March 14th for the 8th annual Ponchatoula High Football Booster Club's Gumbo Cook-Off to raise funds for its Injured Players Fund. As Saints Radio Network color analyst Hoki Gajan and I broadcast the outdoor shows from 5 till 9 a.m. Then judging begins at 10:30. At 11, you can buy a bottomless bowl for only $5 for all the gumbo you care to eat. Also bid on a fishing trip with me. And a signed football from Hokie and other Jimmy Graham and Drew Brees autographed helmets and jerseys. Saturday, March 14th, along the railroad tracks in Ponchatoula. Made possible by Florida Parishes Bank, Gabriel Building Supply, Levine Oil Company of Baton Rouge, Ponchatoula Family Pharmacy, Highway 22, Tangi Parish DA Scott Perilou, Boat City USA, Subway of Ponchatoula, Storage Plus, and CJ Antiques.
Start living the skiff life today with America's number one selling boat brand, Carolina Skiff. Affordable, durable, and versatile, our full line of all-purpose, all-composite boats will keep you focused on enjoying your time on the water. And with Carolina Skiff's fuel-efficient hull designs, you'll get more fun for your money for years to come. Go anywhere, do anything in a Carolina Skiff. See your Carolina Skiff dealer today.
Southern Outdoor and Marine in Houma, Louisiana, 985-872-9128.
If you like to hunt for redfish, black drum flounder, sheephead gar, and other saltwater fish, and enjoy seeing sea creatures and wildlife from a totally different nighttime perspective, I personally recommend Bow Fishing Unlimited in Port Sulphur. Bow Fishing Unlimited has airboats and provides all the equipment to make your large or small group trip successful. Overnight accommodations available. And ask about Bow Fishing Unlimited's bachelor party specials. Online at bowfishing-unlimited.com, DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com under Bow Fishing Guides, or call Jeremy Roussel at 504-415-6730.
Got a truck? Protect it with Line-X. Buying a new truck? Tell your dealer you want a Line-X spray-on bed liner. Don't accept anything less. Line-X, number one in customer satisfaction. 504-463-3090 or North Shore, 985-809-8973.
You're in the middle of More Outdoors with Don Dubuque on 3WL, 1350 AM, home of sports, food, and fun. To talk hunting and fishing with Don, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Once again, your host, Don Dubuque.
By those of you that are regular listeners to the program, Talking Guns, know that each month we have a gun product that we feature each and every month. This time it is the Kel-Tec PF9, and I'm going to let Devin and Michael tell us about it, and also let one of the representatives from Kel-Tec expound on it. He was at the SHOT Show introducing this very popular model. Mike and Devin?
Yeah, the gun product of the month is the Kel-Tec PF9, like you said. It's a 9mm concealed carry pistol. And we're very lucky to have Chad Ennis, a product designer at Kel-Tec, describe today's product of the month in full detail, which he can definitely do better than us. And here's Chad and myself with that interview.
All right. For this month, for the gun product of the month, we have the Kel-Tec PF9 series pistol. And it's a self-defense pistol designed to be inexpensive, very reliable, and to be easily concealable. And we have Chad with us from Kel-Tec to kind of describe the PF9 series and let us know all the benefits that are out there for us with this PF9. Hey, Chad, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, bud?
Good.
Good to see you.
Great.
So we've got a pink one here just for you.
All right. Great.
I thought you might like that.
It is pretty.
The PF9, as you mentioned, it's a 9mm, very concealable handgun. It's 13 ounces. It comes standard with a 7-round magazine, but you can actually buy an 8-round mag, which if you put one in the chamber, that's 9 rounds of 9mm that you'll forget that's in your holster. It's 13 ounces. It's super small. It's less than an inch wide. And I think it's still the most concealable, slimmest 9mm on the market, if I'm not mistaken. There may be one company that's trying to make one, but for now we're still the reigning kings of the concealed carry firearm.
Yeah, and we love the PF9 because it is inexpensive and it's very reliable. We don't have any customers coming back saying the gun isn't working well. They work well in our range as well, and we've had nothing but good things to say about the Kel-Tec models.
Yes.
Now, the PF9, different than the P11. How's it different?
Yeah, this is a single stack magazine where the P11 was a double stack, so you could actually get came with a 10-round magazine. So we're actually still pushing pretty close to that with the 8-round mag in a single stack with one of the chambers to get 9 rounds in the gun. So
pretty cool. So you get a little bit more concealability with the PF9 compared to the P11.
Exactly. Although the P11 is, as you know, very small and very concealable as well. Yeah. But this one, it's the P11 is a much older gun, older design than the PF9. This one's got a little better trigger in it. And if you practice with it enough, you'd be shocked at how accurate they are. You know, it's such a tiny gun, but you can actually hit out pretty good distances with it. Yeah.
Now, tell us about the color selection. I'm actually here looking at it, but tell us what colors are available in the PF9.
Well, we'll start over here on the left. This is the nickel boron version of the gun. We used to do what's called hard chrome, And we switch it to nickel boron because it's just a much more resilient finish. And it's just, as you can see, it's just a beautiful-looking gun. Then moving over, we've got the ever-so-popular tan. Everyone loves their tan in OD. So we've got those two versions here, both with parkerized barrels. This is just the standard blue one here. It's the one I carry every day. Mm-hmm. But, yep, that's just your basic PF9 blued here. And then over here, we build these to order for certain distributors that want them. And I think a lot of time they'll use them for, like, marketing for breast cancer awareness and things of that nature, or, like, self-defense for women classes and, you know, stuff like that.
And it's a beautiful pink.
Yeah, really. It's a Pepto-Bismol pink, yeah. But it's actually pretty cool. And can you imagine if, you know, God forbid you ever had to defend yourself, but if you were the bad guy and you got shot by a pink gun, that'd just be, you know, insult to injury.
Absolutely. Now, I have to say the colors of your gun, they're unique in the fact that the whole gun is that color, the slide and the receiver.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. And we can do any variant. Like if you just wanted the lower part a certain color and you wanted to keep the top of it blued or parkerized, you know, that's easy to do as well.
Now, where are we in line with price on that? What's the retail price of the PF9?
The PF9, depending on the variant, they're just over $300 retail. So, yeah, I mean, you pick them up in your gun shops are right at $300 or below.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a really, really high-value pistol.
All right, and there's a lot of holsters for these guns?
They're all over the place, yeah. In fact, I had a couple of guys already give me a couple, So, yeah, it's a great gun. There's tons of accessories available for them, like you mentioned, holsters. We've got belt clips, and then we've got the extended. We actually sell the extension for the magazine. So if you go on our website, you can see all that stuff on there.
And I also see that there's an accessory rail on the front.
There is, yeah. So if you need to put a light on there, which I always recommend, especially if you're going to use it for a home defense type gun, you want to identify your target, of course. And, yeah, so you've got a little two-slot rail on the bottom. You can put some of those micro lights on there. There's a lot of great ones out there.
Okay, and belt clip as well, just like the P11?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, you can put a belt clip on there. Right. And, yeah.
So you can eliminate the holster.
You can.
Just put the clip.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of guys carry them that way. Yeah.
And it'll clip on your belt and go inside your pants and and conceal from that point.
It's so concealable. It really is. I mean, it's my everyday carry. And like I said, in the beginning, sometimes I forget it's on me.
Yeah. Well, I can see how. They're very, very small.
Yeah.
All right, and I think I saw that Crimson Trace makes a laser for this gun.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah, they do. They make a great laser for this gun. I think there's another company. It's escaping me right now.
Lasermax?
I think Lasermax makes... Oh, Viridian.
Uh-huh.
Viridian makes a really nice laser system and holster for the gun. So, and it's very modular. So you can do the laser or light or both. And the holster... You can tune the holster so that when you draw the gun, you can have one or the other or both on or off. So it's a pretty neat unit. So you draw it, the light and laser come on immediately. You don't have to push any buttons, to get your gun on target. It's pretty neat. And then when you reholster, it turns itself off. So that's a pretty neat thing to look at. Yeah. And
now,
that's Viridian lasers. Check them out.
Can our listeners find more information about this Kel-Tec PF9 somewhere?
Absolutely. www.keltecweapons.com.
Great. Yep. All right, so if you have any interest in the Kel-Tec PF9, go ahead and take a look at that at the website. We also stock these in our gun store at Jefferson Gun on Airline Drive. And thank you very much, Chad, for going over the PF9 with us, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Anytime, thanks.
All right, thank you.
All right, very good interview. Boy, I tell you, I'm glad he gave out that website because that way our listeners can take a look at it. That's the one thing that these interviews do. They tease you when you hear about them. You want to see all these different products. I'll tell you what I'd like to do here, guys. Let's take a break when we come back. Concealed carry is on everybody's mind. Would like you to talk about some of the options for carrying not only that particular firearm but other firearms. What are some of the options for concealed carry? And maybe review a little bit what's involved in getting a concealed carry permit for those who have been thinking about it but just never really committed to get it done. We'll be right back with Talking Guns on 3WL 1350 Radio.
Okay, you got
your bones and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Sorry, sir.
That's not going to happen.
I'm sorry, but
no can do.
Not today. Corporate just won't allow us to do that.
When you're tired of sorry, come over to Home Bank, where yes is what we say every day. We've got money to lend with competitive rates and flexible terms on business loans. Best of all, we're a local bank, so there's no corporate office pulling our strings. We're here to help Louisiana businesses thrive. Get started online at home24bank.com. Home Bank. Good for business. Good for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Home Depot now has a new line of reclaimed wood look porcelain tile starting at just $249 per square foot. So let's not just talk stylish. Let's talk tough. With the look and feel of real rustic reclaimed wood, a price you can't beat, floors and walls you can't beat up. Let's do this. Reclaimed wood look porcelain tile starting at just $249 per square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
The Ruger SR556 is a two-stage piston-driven rifle that features a four-position gas regulator and a cold hammer-forged barrel. Standard models include popular features like a chrome-lined barrel, quad-rail handguard, telescoping buttstock, and backup iron sights. Carbine models have shorter, lighter barrels, providing quicker handling. And the value-priced E model offers everything you need and nothing you don't. The Ruger SR556, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
Visit Fairgrounds Racecourse and Slots on Saturday, February 28th for a full day of thoroughbred racing and back by popular demand. Our second annual Wiener Dog Racing, presented by Double M Feed, Garden and Pet Center. First post, 1:25 p.m. Watch 48 dogs compete for the championship with cash prizes up for grabs. Plus, come see and take pictures with the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. $5 general admission with kids under 12 free. Visit FGNO.com for more details.
If you own a waterfront property in the Gulf South, let Deep South Dock and Piling Restoration help ensure the lifetime value of your investment. Deep South Dock and Piling Restoration has a specialized system that will not only stop the marine boring worms from eating away at your pilings and bulkheads, but will protect them for years to come at a surprisingly affordable price. Whether in, on, or under the water, or under your camp, Deep South can fix it. Call 985-200-2225 for a free inspection. 985-200-2225 or online at repairdocs.com.
The Ruger SR9C Compact Pistol. Never has the word compact meant so much. The SR9C features a 10-round magazine with finger grip extension, 17-round magazine with grip extension adapter, and Ruger's unique reversible backstrap. The SR9C also features a high-visibility 3-dot sight system, built-in accessory mounting rail, and ambidextrous thumb safety and magazine release. The Ruger SR9C, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
Where can I get my perks today?
Todd's Frozen Yogurt with a new location at 3200 Severn and Metairie. Featuring caramel corn, gourmet coffee, frozen cappuccinos, sugar-free yogurts, and more. Today, get a $10 certificate for only $5.
At getmyperks.com/New Orleans.
This is Don Dubuque, host of More Outdoors and Hunt Fish Talk. Heard Saturday mornings on 1350 from 8 to 9. Travel down to Louisiana's Bayou Country for a fishing enthusiast paradise. Travel south of Houma to the communities of Cocoa Tree, Point of Shen, Montague, Dulac, and Dulage for accessible year-round fishing opportunities, comfortable fish camps, tournaments, and local charter operators ready to help you catch the big one. Visit fishhoma.com for more information. That's fishhoma.com. Don Dubuque inviting you to the North Shore Boat and Fishing Show March 20th through 22nd at the North Shore Harbor Center, I-10 exit 261 Oak Harbor in Slidell. Shop for boats, motors, fishing tackle, meet charter captains. See the Rice and Spice Cook-Off sponsored by Pontchartrain Ace and Toyota of Slidell and the Louisiana Saltwater Redfish Series weigh in on Saturday. $10 admission, under 12 free. More info at boat-n-fishing.com. The North Shore Boat and Fishing Show presented by Lakeshore Marina and Yacht Harbor.
At CraneCreekHunting.com, you can choose morning or evening guided quail and chucker hunts over pointing dogs, starting at only $125 per gun. CraneCreekHunting.com in Poplarville, Mississippi is an easy drive from anywhere along the Gulf Coast. Book your bird hunt now through March. Ask about Crane Creek's European Tower pheasant hunts or plan one for your large or small group. For directions to Crane Creek Hunting in Poplarville and more info, visit CraneCreekHunting.com or call 601-916-6873. 601-916-6873.
You're in the middle of More Outdoors with Don Dubuque on 3WL, 1350 AM, home of sports, food, and fun. To talk hunting and fishing with Don, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Once again, your host, Don Dubuque.
And with us this morning, we have Michael Meyer and Devin Burgess from Jefferson Gun Outlet, and we've been talking about the gun product of the month, the Kel-Tec PF9, a 9mm, especially designed for concealed carry, a very, very popular model. Guys, you know, when a customer gets their permit or they've already got a permit and they're coming in, they're looking for a holster or a method to decide on concealed carry, I'd like to get how you handle that. I find that depending on where I'm going, the time of the year, what I'm wearing, there's a lot of factors determine how I use concealed carry. I mean, I've got a computer carry bag with a Velcroed hidden pocket that's real popular. I've got a hip holster, which I usually don't use very often. I've got a leg holster, which I use pretty often. And sometimes it's nothing more than I've got a small, very small gun that fits in the palm of my hand. I just put that in my pocket as it is in the pocket. And particularly ladies, I think they probably need to come up with some ways because they're not likely to wear, well, I guess some would if they're wearing pants or the right clothing, they could wear leg and hip holsters and shoulder holsters, but tell me, if you would, what are your recommendations on how somebody should go about choosing a method of carrying concealed?
Well, you know, concealed carry is extremely popular today, and since Devin works at the counter at Jefferson Gun, he's going to know a little bit more, and we can hear firsthand at what people are selecting for that. So, Devin, take that over.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, a few products that are incredibly popular right now. A lot of the concealed carry, the firearms themselves, the Glock 42, that new single stack 380 that they came out with last year. Ruger came out with a striker fired LC9 that's has a real nice trigger. The other one that they had, the trigger was kind of rough on them, so they touched that up. Everybody's coming out with more and more guns that are specific to concealed carry. It's incredibly popular right now. We have a whole wall full of holsters at Jefferson Gun. We have inside the waistband holsters.
What's your most popular one over there? When they come up to the counter looking for concealed carry stuff, what do you sell most often for?
The guns, the Glock 42, the Ruger LC9.
No, as far as the holsters.
The holsters, well, Don was mentioning that women don't have a lot of options, especially because men usually wear a lot more thicker clothes and have more pockets in their jeans. They actually came out with, and not to be crude, but it's called the Bang Bra. It's an attachment that clips to the front of ladies' brassieres, and it goes around the trigger guard of the gun and clips in. And there's a really interesting video. It's somewhat new. It's been out for, 6 months or a year. But it's starting to circulate around and get a lot of attention. It's called the Bang Bra. You can go online or on YouTube and check it out. Women that have no experience with this product can get it out in about a second and a half or 2 seconds, and it's very hard to see the gun that they're concealed carrying at that time, which that's very popular. Inside the waistband holsters. Anything, any Kydex in that is really popular. Kydex is big right now. Leather was super popular for a while. Kydex is kind of becoming the tactical thing to have now, which is getting real popular. And on Kel-Tec, the guy from Kel-Tec that we heard not long ago was talking about the clip that goes inside your pants. It's so hot down here that you can just drop a gun in your pocket. Some of these real subcompact guns can just fit right in your pocket, and it doesn't profile too much. Or they have a lot of companies are making clips that integrate on the gun that you just clip inside your waistband, so you don't really need a holster. And we sell all of those at Jefferson Gun. Got a ton of holsters over there. We can put you in one that'll make you real comfortable.
Well, what about the concealed carry? So if somebody's looking to get the concealed carry permit, what's the deal there?
Yeah, I'm over there every Saturday mornings. We start letting people in for the class early at 10 o'clock for renewals if you need to renew your permit. If you're a first time, you don't need to get there that early. You can get there about 11, and your class will start at 11:30. And it gives you the legal option to carry concealed on your person where legal and in New Orleans, especially if you're downtown. That's it's a good option sometimes because it can get kind of rough down there. And it's incredibly easy. Most people are kind of frightened by the paperwork that they have to do, and they're not very sure because it's a subject that they don't get talked about, I guess, a lot. But we give you your application. You're going to need some fingerprints and a notary. We have a gentleman he's going to give you the class. He also is a notary. So we're going to do everything but fill it out for you. It's incredibly easy. We're going to go through everything with you. If you have any questions, the class is pretty long. You'll get out of class at about 7 in the evening. But we're going to go over all the laws with you. There's not going to be any confusion. It's not just a run in and expect you to know everything. We're going to go over everything with you, and you have much more time than you need to fill out your application, which we'll give you, and do fingerprints, which we'll give you, and we'll notarize affidavits, which we'll give you. We'll do everything on site. So when you leave, all you have to do is decide if you want a 5-year permit, which is $25 a year, or a lifetime permit, which is $500. I'm not sure if that's a good option because you still have to renew it. You just don't have to pay the state their fee every 5 years like you would if you got a 5-year permit. So we recommend the 5-year permit to most people, and we walk you through everything. Everybody that comes to our classes leaves a little tired because it's a long day, but real satisfied. We go over everything and do everything for you. It's real easy to get a permit, and everybody's can qualify to get a concealed carry permit as long as you're 21 and never been convicted of a felony or any violent crime with a weapon or anything.
All right, and I have a question real quick for concealed carry. I have an inside the waistband holster, and I want to carry some extra magazines.
Yeah,
what can I do with that?
Yeah, they make inside the waistband mag holsters, and they have inside the pocket mag holsters, so you can carry your mags almost the same way you would carry a firearm concealed. Kydex, like I talked about, is real big. It's a molded plastic kind of. If you're not real sure what Kydex is, but anyway, so you can mold it to almost anything, and they do. They do. Almost all of the popular guns have variations of Kydex holsters and mags too. So you can match your Kydex holster with your Kydex mag holster, and you can carry all that.
Because walking in the quarter, the French Quarter. Sometimes you just don't feel safe enough carrying 17 rounds.
I never feel safe in the French Quarter. You couldn't give me enough rounds in the French Quarter sometimes.
I got one thing for you, Devin. That bang bra sounds really interesting.
It is.
I think I saw a demonstration on that, and that puts a whole new meaning into the term stop and frisk, I'm sure. But I saw a real creative product for ladies. It was a purse with a Velcro lining on one end of it where you could actually reach into the purse without opening it to pull the firearm or actually shoot through the front of the purse. Have you seen those, or do y'all handle those
at
any time?
We do. We have a red one at the store right now. It's leather. It's red leather, and it has two Velcro holsters that exactly what you just said. You can either take the gun out of the holster, which is Velcroed in, or you can just blow a hole right in the purse.
Well, that's a lot of times that's the target of a mugger is the purse itself.
Yeah.
So it might be fitting that that's where the weapon is being carried. Another thing, if you could answer this, and I know we're running short on time, but this came up, and we probably should have had it last month before Mardi Gras, but there's always been this controversy. The rules for concealed carry say you cannot carry either in a parade or at a parade. How do y'all determine that? Because there's been some discussion as to whether it's people who are participating in the parade or if you're in the crowd at the parade.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You just said it. If you're participating in the parade. So if you're walking by the parade and you get hit with some beads, you're participating in the parade if you think you are or not. If you're around that area, if you can see the floats, we don't recommend it. Because how you gonna, you have to think of fighting your way out of that situation if you get stopped and in trouble. We want to get you out of trouble before you get in trouble. So if you go to a parade,
It's best not to carry.
Yeah, it's best not to carry.
That's one of the reasons why I don't go to parades.
Me too.
I don't blame you.
All right, guys, we're just about out of time. Thank you for a great show, some excellent interviews again, Michael. Really enjoyed it. If anybody needs more information on any topics, tell them how to reach you at the Gun Outlet.
Yeah, you can reach us at the Jefferson Gun Outlet just by looking online at jeffersongun.com or shootersclub.com. We have all the information there.
And the phone number?
It's 504-733-1295 for both places.
Very good. Thanks, Devin and Mike, and
look forward
to our next visit.
All right.
Very good. All right, that's going to wrap it up for our four-hour block of programming. We'll be back again next week. We start off at 5 a.m. Thanks to A.J. Barilow. He gets up with us early and sticks with us all the way to the end. We'll see you next week right back here on 3WL 1350 Radio.